Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jack Watt for What's Up, starring Jack and Dick Watt, the dynamic duo of deplorables who come to you each and every week to teach you and to discuss truth, justice, and the American way as versus the progressive way, which is a repudiation of the American way. Now, this is, of course, today, like everything else in our lives, it's overshadowed by the impeachment trial of Donald Trump, which of course is unfair. Nevertheless, it's here and it's what we have to do. Richard, how are you today?
I'm fine, Jack. Before we get involved in this whole, and believe me, this Bondi woman is doing a heck of a job, I'd just like to make, I guess, a statement. And I thought it was the most disgraceful thing that I've heard in a long time, that the show TMZ reported the death of Kobe Bryant on television before his wife had even been told by the authorities. I think that is just despicable.
Compounded with the fact that her 13-year-old daughter was also dead. Her first child.
Exactly.
I mean, this is what a disgusting, disgraceful thing for them to do. But they broke the story, and that's the big deal. That's the big deal, you know. And it's kind of like, as we're watching these, when I saw, particularly Nadler. Oh my God, that guy is just a slug. I mean, he looks like a slug.
Yeah.
He was so disgraceful and disrespectful. And Schiff, as he always does, you know, he's kind of a gift. Both of them are. If you wanted to have two Democrats to represent what, you know, what they are and what they're saying, they would be the two that I would pick, because I might actually pick AOC, but Omar, just because they're more despised. But these two are pretty well despised, and then they are flanked by Zoe and the other one that looked like they could balance each other on a teeter-totter. The whole presentation was just innuendo, but the defense by the president's team is very measured. It's professional. There's no... There are a lot of places where they could just take some cheap shots, but they have not done it, not even once. And, you know, it's where it comes to the rule of law, the president wins hands down. But the Democrats know that. And they don't want it to be the rule of law. They want it to be a TMZ show.
Yeah.
This is why all of a sudden, in the middle of it, we get, oh, this Bolton bombshell. My God, this is the third time this has happened. We had Stormy's, you know, she was the very first thing, and it was, just all not credible and kind of sleazy, and, you know, but it was like, well, if he'd have whores, you know, piss on the bed in, you know, in Moscow, surely he would do this and do that and the other. And, you know, that was the first one. The second one, which was more serious, far more serious, was, you know, the introduction of this Christine Blasey Ford to undermine the Kavanaugh appointment to the Supreme Court. And there, you know, they had her at the very end, after everything was done, this is the same deal. Well, we've got new revelation. We've got to open this up. And that, you know, twit with the broken nose from Arizona, Jeff Flake. Oh, yes, I'm going to agree with the Democrats on this. So, you know, the margin was so slim in the Senate that essentially the Democrats won and they stopped everything. They went into this long, exhaustive, you know, harassment of Kavanaugh, and made that good man, good and moral man, look like he was one of the sleaziest people who'd ever lived. And none of it was true. This Christine Blasey Ford, her whole recollection, she was 100% positive that it was Kavanaugh. But she was also had no knowledge of anything around the event. This is, she had a false memory planted in therapy. There are a lot of false memories that, oh, well, the reason, you know, that you were a whore for years is because you had this bad incident that you have repressed. Here, you know, and oh, that's what it is. So the people don't take responsibility for being a whore.
Yeah, yeah. Unbelievable.
So Christine Blasey Ford, who I don't remember when she was in high school and college, she either slept with 74 different guys or 174. It's quite a difference. I just don't remember what it was, but I remember thinking, you got to be kidding.
It was 73. Supposedly it was 73. Yeah.
It was 73. Okay. Well, I thought to myself, I worked at it. And I wasn't even in the, you know, I mean, I was on one hand. No pun intended.
That didn't sound very good, yeah. Go ahead, while we still have a show.
Oh, my God. But it was so, you know, a girl who would be that promiscuous, the shame that it would bring upon her. She had to find a reason and a rationale to move forward in life. And so, you know, this false memory is what did it. Oh, it's because I had this bad incident where you know, all of the sexual escapades and whatever it was that she thought he did, it really was amounted to almost nothing anyway. But there's
yeah.
And here we have Bolton, who is so bitter, so offended that he wants revenge. And you know, okay, what is Donald Trump's part in this? You know, the psychologists are always love to say that. What is his part in this? Well, he does have a part. He should never have hired Bolton to begin with, because Bolton is a let's strike him hard with force kind of guy. He's a warmonger. And all of the troops in the Middle East need to stay. When Trump ran on, we're going to get our boys out of there. You know what? And I'm going to, you know, let me just take a, you know, I'm kind of dominating this, but let me just take a minute to just tell everybody, okay, we're in the Middle East and we've had to stay in the Middle East with these things because we could not run our industrial engine without Middle East oil. Therefore, we have to have a relationship with the Saudis, who are, you know, pretty crazy, and Kuwait. When, you know, when Iraq and Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait and took it over, you know, saying that was his territory, in the same way that Russia did Ukraine, we said, no, you can't do that. And so we had the first Gulf War. George H.W. Bush was smart enough to get out of it afterwards. But we had to secure the oil. We have to have the oil from Qatar, Kuwait, the Emirates, that for the our engine to run. Now, when Trump came into office, the very, very, very first accomplishment that he had was taking was deregulating the oil industry. He let people frack. He let people drill. He finished the pipeline, or authorized the finishing of Keystone Pipeline. We're going to open ANWR. Boom, boom, boom. Almost, well, within a year, year and a half, we became energy independent for the first time since World War II. World War II is a hell of a long time ago. First time since World War II. Therefore, we don't have to have Saudi oil. We don't have to have Kuwaiti oil. We don't have to have oil from Qatar, the Emirates, or Iraq. None of it. Iran, none of it. We're independent of it. Our nation can survive without doing things in the Middle East. Now, we
aren't we
have
exporting
to, you know,
down too? We're exporting now too.
Yes, we're energy exporters.
Well, it's
particularly natural gas to Europe.
Yeah, it's becoming income for
why,
this country.
This is why we're so rich now that Trump's made everything. You know, this is the big deal. About a third of the wealth that we have accrued is based upon what we have done with energy, and all of it was against the policies of that fool Barack Obama. Oh, we can't do this. You know, it's global warming. And, you know, and the, you know, the seas will rise, and the, and, you know, with the polar caps melting, and all of our, you know, all of the coastal cities in the world will, you know, will be flooded, and we won't, and it'll destroy the planet. So that's what they think. It isn't true. They aren't melting, but even if they did,
ice weighs more than water.
Yeah.
It would have already recede. Yeah.
Yeah, it would recede rather than, you say, well, of course it wouldn't recede, Jack. You know, when it melts, there'd be more water and it would come in. Well, ice, it takes up more space. I was thinking of this the other day, Dick. When we were growing up, remember, we would go up to Gloucester, different places. Remember, they had the quarries and everything up there. And, of course, all through New Hampshire, the Granite State, in the winter, the way where they did most of the mining in the winter is they would dig deep holes in the granite and fill it, the holes, with water at the end of the day, go home, And when you know when yeah. it would freeze by the next
freeze.
Morning, the ice would crack granite, and these huge granite slabs would be, and they pick it up and they do whatever they do with it to sell it, you know, to make the stones and for houses yeah. and everything. Which of course, it's hard to believe that water can crack through granite, but people see it all the time with cement. It cracks the cement, but it does. I'm getting a little far off field here. We would have all of these oil reserves cut loose, and so now, due to Trump's leadership, this is a big deal, and they want to take him down for a telephone call. Is beyond stupid, but the malice of these people is extraordinary. At any rate, I just have gone without allowing you hardly to say anything. I feel a little bit like Diamond and Silk, the one that just says all the stuff, and the other one, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that's right. Uh-huh. Well, you know, the thing that this woman, and she's an attorney for the state of Florida. Yeah.
Was.
And
she was the attorney general there.
Was. Yes, was. I'm
yeah,
sorry,
she,
yes.
she's, yeah, yes. She didn't get voted out. She did her term, and I think two terms. So I think she was the attorney general there for 8 years. I could be wrong about that. You know, it may have just been 4 or 6, but it was a while.
But when she was saying that the Democrats mentioned Hunter Biden over 400 times and how he has no information. Why would they want to talk to him? 400 times they talked to his name. And she just, I was watching it before the show, for the last half an hour, 45 minutes, she slowly but surely brought everybody up to speed on why Hunter Biden was on the board of Burisma in the Ukraine and how his father actually did
Joe
ask for the attorney general to be fired in that country that was looking into Burisma because Hunter was on the board and held up their financial aid until he was fired. And the Democrats are trying to say there was no foul, nothing bad happened, but when Trump says to the president, the new president of Ukraine, that he should look into what this whole thing with Hunter Biden being on Burisma was all about, and they're trying to say that it was a quid pro quo, which it wasn't because it never brought up, but they were also trying to say that Trump was trying to do something against a political opponent and saying,
mm-hmm.
this woman just very meticulously and very exactly told them why Trump should be looking into what happened with Joe. And John Kerry's stepson was involved in this. So the whole thing is just, I mean, it's incredible what happened from 2014 when Kerry's kid and Joe Biden's kid are making $83,000 a month from Burisma. And why were they? Because of their name. And that was the only reason. She very methodically went through and said he knew nothing about the company. He knew nothing about natural gas. He doesn't speak Ukrainian. So why was he there? Because his last name was Biden.
You know, the thing that the one little spot in all of that that offended me more than anything was that here he is, you know, making $83,000 a month for 17 months. That's that's what, about $2.5 million? And he
gets, yeah.
Well, between the two of them, each one gets that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, well, each of them got 83.
Yeah.
Each of them got 83. All right. So Hunter is getting 83,000 a month for 17 months minimum, because there are other things that, you know, that he was involved in too. Now, in November, when he, you know, when this girl that he knocked up, you know, says, you know, I need child support, he says, I'm unemployed. I don't have any money.
Yeah.
What? What kind of a despicable guy won't pay for his child?
As of yesterday, he's going to. He finally came clean yesterday, and he's going to pay child support. And here he is in California, and he's renting a house that's worth $3.5 million. Now, what do you think the rent every month there is? It's not $83,000.
Didn't they say $10,000 or $12,000?
Something like that, yeah.
Pam Bondi said that. She said that it was one of the two of those. But, I mean, it was like, you know, I mean, I could afford to live in it 1 month.
Yeah.
If I didn't have to eat at the same time, you know, 1 month of period. But, you know, that it's just incredible, the gall and the arrogance that it's okay to knock up. And you know what? And they keep saying, well, you know, he's his kid. He's a 50-year-old man.
Yeah.
Who got thrown out of the Navy for, you know, for doing lines.
Doing cocaine. Now, just back up for one second, though, because there's people, hopefully, that are listening to this show from around the world. The euphemism for impregnating a woman in the United States is knocking her up. So in case they didn't quite understand what we were saying, he impregnated a woman who had his child and was looking for child support, and him saying, I don't have any money. I'm broke. Yeah, okay. 17 months of $83,000.
Well,
even he couldn't blow that up his nose.
I was actually looking at the demographics before we were on the air, and there we have listening audience. 2% of it's from Canada. 1% is in Australia, 1% in Germany, and 1% in Spain. And, you know, people have listened to the show from about 50 different countries, but we have people that, you know, tune in, you know, at least once or twice a month. You know, from as far away as Australia, which, you know, kind of cool. Most, 96% of our audience is from the United States. But, I mean, we're Americans. That's something that we would expect. And, you know, but I kind of like that. There's a little bit of, you know,
you're trying to say we're internationally renowned.
Oh my
God. At least in our own minds.
Yes. Oh my God. That's it. Internationally renowned.
I like the term now that we're internationally renowned deplorables. The Watts boys.
Indeed.
Deplorably.
Indeed. All right.
Internationally renowned.
Real quick. I don't know how much legs this stuff from the New York Times with Bolton is going to have. It may, because Romney has already said, well, I'm going to vote with the Democrats on this, which doesn't surprise me.
No.
He, like Bolton, is so jealous of Trump, so bitter that he wasn't president. And, you know, it's interesting, Dick. McCain was the same way, and he lost.
Yeah.
Hillary is the same way, and she lost. Back when Al Gore lost, he never had one nice thing to say about George Bush 43. He just didn't. And, you know, I had the election stolen from me. I mean, it give me a break. But there's something about losing a presidential election that gets these people like that. And they, because McCain and Romney, you know, lost as a Republican and Trump won, beating Hillary, all of those people were bitterly opposed to him. And two of them still are, you know, obviously McCain's, you know, past, but
deceased.
All right, real quick, we've got somebody that's. Let me just take
calling
a,
in.
We got 2 minutes, so yeah, yes. Hi, this is Jack Watts. You're on the air.
So even if Trump were to get convicted, then I don't understand like what effect that would have, because the election's almost here.
If the impeachment is sustained,
impeached.
Yes, he will be not just thrown out of office, but he will not be eligible to be on the ballot.
Right.
So it would end his career completely. That's a good
question.
Well,
yeah, I mean the man deserves to be thrown in prison. So I mean.
Trump.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
He's from area code 848. I'm not sure where that is, but I just want to bet it's from California someplace. There are people that think that, you know, there's no crime alleged.
Yeah.
Why
going to be thrown in prison for what?
You have to be convicted. Here's the thing. I mean, the Trump legal team is operating on the rule of law. When it comes to the law, Trump's vindicated. When it comes to, this is a TMZ, you know, Schumer Schiff sham show, then, you know, Katie barred the door. And it allows people's emotions to run amok. When emotions run amok, there are people that just hate Trump vehemently, some for fair reasons, I suppose, but most for not, just kind of, they just do. And they talk to all their friends, they do, and they just are like that. They are not looking at things objectively. C'est la vie. We're out of time. I want to say this. For those of you who are listening, keep President Trump in your prayers, because we need his leadership. His success rate is phenomenal, and we need to reelect him. With that, I'll just say, God bless you. God bless the United States of America. We'll talk to you all next Monday. Bye-bye.